State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's the voice of DJ Scream. Time for another edition of Big Facts. Big Bank Black is in the building. And, you know, Black, we ain't really got to introduce this brother right here, man. This like a third co-host on Big Facts. We know he going to kick facts. We ain't even got to swear him in. Let's get a round of applause for Waka Flocka,
brother,
on Big Facts.
Good looking on
Flock, it. Flock, what's up, man? Happy New Year.
Man, same to y'all, man. 2020.
And happy Black History Month, too, man. We
every month
sure
Black
we,
History Month, man.
Every month should be Black History Month.
Yeah.
For sure.
Who started Black History Month?
Okay, philosopher Big Bank, who started Black History Month.
Like, who's the guy that kept up with Black history? Who's this one guy that kept, like, this one guy, he started in, like, the 1920s.
I don't know. Please educate me. Someone educate me, because I don't know.
Who is it, Russ?
Anybody know who started Black History Month? And why did they start Black History Month?
Like, yeah, this shit's supposed to be every day, like you said.
Like, everybody be so, like, for me, like, I like to find it.
Carter G. Woodson. Shouts out to Carter G. Woodson.
Little light-skinned brother. You know what I'm saying? He's short. He kept up with it, though. He kept up with it in a time, like, where it was hard. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that I don't even see schools like teaching him. Mm. That's crazy how we all want to learn the Black History Month people that they want us to learn about.
Right.
Nah, for real.
You got to learn about the creators. Like, we was creators.
Inventors.
That was back at the time, like, when, like, Black Wall Street was out. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn, they bombed that city.
What's some of the stuff you do just to keep up on history? Like, what's some of the stuff you might read, or maybe YouTube channels, or where you get your game from?
I call Raspy. You know my brother in here. I just call Raspy, and he just kick game. Raspy, yeah, to me is like the librarian. Mm. He's just like a jukebox of information.
So that's what we call building. So y'all just sit down and just chop it up. You
yeah,
teach
like,
him,
what's the science,
you,
man? You know
what's the
doing?
Science, that yeah, type of stuff. Yeah.
Peace.
For real.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. And for me, I ain't going to lie, man. I actually surf the internet. I can't even keep. I do 2 hours out of my day every day to surf the to search the truth. Like, go to, like, Black Facts or Black Wall Street pages or Raspy Raw's pages. Mm. And you start seeing facts. Like, I like defining the definition. When people be like, yo, who started the word the? Like, when did the come in the dictionary? When did the letter J? I'm that kind of person. So when Black history started, I'm like, y'all talking about Tesla? Who gave Tesla the plug? Mm. Y'all giving this guy for electricity? Who gave him the plug? And it always come back to somebody Black.
I feel like King Mansa Musa need to be in every book.
No, he need a movie.
He needs everything.
Like, I feel like Oprah should.
The richest.
I feel like Oprah should do a movie on Mansa Musa.
Oprah should do a movie on Mansa Musa.
Or Tyler Perry.
For sure.
They so big in the movie industry for our culture that it should only be one of them. And I feel like Michael B. Jordan should play.
And this is not the richest person of his time. This is the richest person
ever.
Ever. Before there were billions.
Got them giving out millions of gold everywhere.
To everybody.
Oh, he having it like that.
Too much. Yeah, he chop old towns pounds a million, man.
Yeah. So what Flocka been up to, man? We're going to build. Of course, we're going to build on this episode. What you been up to? Now, I saw a very disturbing headline. We already had one retiree here, man. I'm hearing that this is your last rap album.
Definitely.
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 I ain't going to have nothing to listen to.
You got to evolve, man. You know what, though? This is what I've been up to, right? All right. All right. Everybody in the room, man, we grew up, everybody telling us to be the CEO, right? Mm-hmm. Like, boy, I got to goddamn be the CEO, by the big dog. And when I hear people say stuff like that, it just made me think as a man, be like, oh, shit, nobody knew the truth. Because a chairman bigger than the CEO. And the investors and the inventors are bigger than the chairman. Mm-hmm. So it's like, damn, you got like three people bigger than the boss. You know what I mean? So when I hear my big dogs or somebody say shit like that, it made me want to put you on game. You know what I'm saying? But or it let me know how far information came. And see how I took it to the next level. But it takes people like my generation to come bring it back or teach the old generation, the new generation, like, yo, my nigga, we got to be the chairman, you know what I mean, the inventors. What happened to the inventions? Like, you got to invent. Like, music's so cool that everybody saying the same lingo. Mm. It's crazy. Like, I ain't hating on nothing. Like, Lord knows. But you knew when somebody was from Chicago, it's St. Louis, New York, Florida, New York, L.A., the Bay. Like, they had that accent, the Carolinas. Now everybody got the same lingo, want to wear the same clothes. Everybody want to be woke when it's cool. Like, That's different. Like, for me, it made me go back to myself and be like, look, like, damn, maybe I don't get too much credit. You know what I mean? I feel like a zombie. I ain't even going to lie. I was in meetings where I needed certain people to be there so I can understand it. Mm. I'm like, hell no, I ain't the boss. Nah. I'm a good CEO, man. I want to be the chairman. I want to be the inventor and the investor. So I started learning financial literacy. To me, I think our community got everything but financial literacy.
Because we making the money.
Bro, I had to think, right? I'm like, damn, me grown now. I'm like, damn, you know, bills is different. You motherfuckers like $40,000 a month, $50,000 a month. You like, god damn. And niggas was complaining about $600 rent? Ooh. Nigga, hold up. We tweaking like nigga like $600 on a rent.
Yeah. That's $600 to everything to somebody who don't understand money though.
My point, bro, if you got a four bedroom and you're only paying $700 a month, all you gotta do is times that by 12 or add $400 on it. That's y'all debt for the year. Mm-hmm. Now if you had financial literacy, all the whole house had to do was knock that debt out for 1 month. Boom, now everybody living rent free. If everybody in the hood had that mind frame, it'd be a wrap. Mm-hmm. You would never buy this. You would never do whatever you're doing before you do that.
Right. That's what, though. There's another thing. Remember that? I think I sent you the book screen that Willie Lynch paper.
Making of a slave.
Making of a slave shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Read that shit.
Hey, I heard this shit was a lie, though. I heard that was a myth. Like, that paper was made up. That ain't even facts. No, that ain't even facts.
I don't think there's no lie, though.
Hey, man. Hey, some facts on that recipe. Recipe.
Said recipe in the library.
So, hold on. Not even, fuck that part. Fuck that letter. Fuck the Willie Lynch letter. But the shit that was in
the
it.
The mentality?
The mentality of.
Well, now, well, you heard me, this recipe rolls. Walker called me the librarian, so I'm going to run with that. You heard me?
Okay, so these facts, all facts. But what I'm saying, facts. So you don't think it was nowhere in history where these folk manipulated our race.
Yeah, they manipulated us all the way.
That's all I'm saying.
But that letter not real, so this is why I said
I can respect that part.
We got to stop living the fake stuff that they put on us and look at what really happened so we can get ourselves back right. Because if we keep living, trying to go off of the fake stuff, we're never going to get to the real side of things that really happened.
Real shit.
So while we're looking at the Willie Lynch letter thinking that's how they really divided us, we need to look at how they really did divide us.
But they did that too, though. That shit that was in the Willie Lynch letter,
that
shit
was true too. I'm
I understand what I'm saying, but they actually did that too though. The shit it wasn't about them
tying us to a horse and stripping us and all that, because you light skinned and that one dark skinned and that one go be a slave.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
Nah, it wasn't like that. It would, cause see, some people ended up being slaves also because the slave master actually was married to them or had children with them. So the slave master sleeping with a black woman who was a slave, he got to keep her as slave on her paper, on his paper, because if he turn her loose, she'll end up being a slave for somebody else.
Yeah.
So when we're looking through the paperwork, we're seeing that some of our ancestors was actually slaves on paper because the slave master was actually sleeping with them to get the land. See, that's how what the white folks did. They come here, they sleep with the indigenous black folks here. And once they had them children now become part indigenous here. So now they get access to that land. Yeah. That's how they were stealing our land from us. So it wasn't about the color, it's about the land.
I dig that. It's deep.
With knowledge, that's what building about, though. Building about sitting around and teaching each other, right? Because we could sit around and talk about some bullshit all day, but I just learned something.
But now, what I got from fuck if the letter real or not. For what I got from that shit is the mind manipulation part of the shit. Like, I believe all this shit is designed to make niggas envy each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All this shit they put on TV, you know what I'm saying? These clothes, this shit that don't mean shit for real in the real world. It mean the most to our people. You know what I'm saying?
But what's the oldest war tactic?
Divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer.
Nah, for sure. That's what I'm saying. So at the end of the day, I feel like all that shit, like, the internet.
I'm gonna see the link for the brother who actually wrote the Willie Lynch letter.
And yeah.
He also wrote a book for us to get away from it.
He That's the part wrote, they didn't
book for us to get away from it. And he also talks about what we need to do in order to get ourselves back right.
Shit, what is it? It's too late.
It's the same. It's the same shit. So it's like this, basically. What we need to do is we need to find out who our family is. We need to go back into the records, into genealogy. Genealogy is the legal documentation of your family. So now, you
said what? You said say one more time.
The legal documentation of your family, birth certificates, death certificates.
Ancestry.com.
Nah, that is. All right. So let me say this about. Let me say this for y'all for Ancestry.com. The DNA side is bullshit. But Ancestry.com has the largest database of legal records for us. And the problem with us is we don't know that it's that much records about our people out in the world. And so we don't go to dig for it to centralize the information about our family alone.
My shit go, I found 1,400.
And so we don't know that. Like, white folks are excellent record keepers. And you got to think, we was property. So in order for you to do business, you got to keep good books. But we don't know that they got so much records. Until I started going in the courthouse, started looking with my own two eyes at all these records, this shit blew my mind. And I'm from a little small country town in Louisiana. So I know about these bigger courthouses and these bigger places. I know the information they got in there is probably crazy.
Yeah.
Priceless.
And if you don't know who you are, anybody is subject to tell you who you ain't.
Yeah, it's a lot of
so
people.
That's why we go black, Negro, African American, but they're always changing us. Because they stripped us of our nationality, and that's the root to everything.
So you're saying people need to know who they are. So I'm just gonna throw out. It's easy. We're gonna talk about solutions and get as many as we can. Yes. But here's the problems. Some niggas or whatever their mentality is, niggas, they just like don't care about that shit.
Because they haven't been taught.
They won't even go back to learn about the 70s or the 80s or the 90s.
They don't know the value in it. They think all these.
Nah, you know
money.
What it is, man. I gotta cut y'all. You know what, man? Just because you're black don't mean you gotta be saved, my boy. I'm sorry. Like, I'm that kind of person. Like, if you grown as fuck and we giving you the truth in your face and we saying gotta tie you down and force it on you like Exodus, it ain't for you then.
So you saying this you can't take you. Everybody with you?
Hell no. Nah.
For sure.
You ever heard that saying?
I learned the hard way.
You ever saying that, hey, you gotta let one person out the car? Every car go be too heavy. All cars can't have a certain amount of weight.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? So me trying to teach people the truth, man, nigga don't get no fuck.
So
nigga
don't
you give shouldn't
a
get
fuck,
no fuck.
Man. Nigga yeah. don't give a
it
fuck.
It should be that same attitude.
But it's some nigga, we talking to the nigga that do give a fuck.
Oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to give it to the people that do give a fuck, because a lot of these niggas don't give a fuck. Yeah. I used to be one of them niggas that don't give a fuck about, really, I don't give a fuck about my people from the 1400s and shit, though.
But look, when you start seeing how important that is to your freedom.
That's fucked up.
When you start seeing how important it is to your freedom, then you're going to be like, motherfucker.
What's free?
Well, you're not paying taxes to a cracker. Well, motherfucker, you not in their jurisdiction where they can't just come in your house and arrest you. That's
they said they been sending them niggas who been trying to do that shit back to Africa and shit.
See, you saying going back to Africa.
Sovereign citizen shit.
Not sovereign citizen. That's the wrong word. See,
they said they been sending them niggas.
See, look, I'm glad you mentioned it. I'm glad you mentioned it because there's a lot of niggas that's fucking up the water with that. Because, like, for me, nigga, it took me, like, 5 years because the Moors had dirted the fucking water. So it took me 5 years to figure this shit out. Like, I could have figured this shit out 5 years ago. But like you said, with that sovereign citizen bullshit, the Moors run this bitch lying to everybody, telling everybody this shit is Morocco.
Man, nigga, this shit ain't no
more. And so niggas was digging back into that.
Oh, you want to go back to Africa? You ain't there.
Oh, yeah.
But
here your ticket, man. Get your ass off. We're going to put that flag on their shoulder.
A small amount of people came here during slavery, like to North America where we at. A small amount of black folks came to North America as slaves. Mostly all these black folks was here. That's why when he made that statement a couple years ago and everybody, he caught flack for it. That was him fucking with me.
I forgot the statement.
When he said that he don't deal with that black African-American no more.
Oh,
because the word black,
I don't never hear nobody talking, I'm a Chinese-American. I'm a Mexican-American. Like, get the fuck out of here. First we were black, Negroes, niggas, goddamn coloreds. African American, goddamn, next 20 years, nigga, goddamn, be called something
be
else.
Nakers, like that bitch said.
Come on, man. Nakers.
Nakers.
Yeah, this bitch say she said Nakers.
Hell, yo, cut that shit the fuck out. You know what you said. Get your stupid ass off TV now.
Bye bye. Don't like talking on people who pass away, man.
Well, what about Tommy Loren in the comments that she made about Jay-Z and Beyonce, though?
But she don't got no energy. You know why she got energy? Because people replying. That's my problem. My problem is, right? This is my problem, right? A lot of people ain't willing to die for what they stand for. Point blank, period. So that's why I don't stand on these niggas that want to jump on TV and goddamn stand up for the people. Man, cut that cap shit out, man. You ain't dying for that partner. Get that. Just because you fit the partner don't mean you need to play that character.
Dick.
You see what I'm saying? You could be 14, you could be 40. A 14-year-old can have all the common sense in the world, then a 40-year-old don't. So for me, man, if you ain't willing to die for this shit, move to the side, man. Straight up.
I mean, real die. Like, I did 7 months in Ferguson when they killed Mike Brown. I'm talking real frontline shit. I'm talking beefing with the police every fucking day for 7 months.
Oh, wow.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When he say beef, and he like, he ain't talking like, fuck you. He's just like, hey,
All that too. I'm talking
protesting
like every fucking thing. Like, we did everything fucking with the police for 7 months in Ferguson.
He did 7 hard butts for that. You see what I'm saying?
So this my question, and this done came up too. Like, people got sprayed down with water hoses so we could sit in the front of the bus, so we could vote, so we can do all this stuff. So some happy birthday, Rosa Parks.
Is Rosa Parks' birthday today?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
That shit going to my calendar, man.
Yeah, I need to go on my calendar too. But listen, so movements, BSM, duct tape, hood, like, you put so much into it so that the next generation can have it. But wouldn't it be so fucked up if you get older and they don't even appreciate it? Like, wouldn't that hurt you?
No, it wouldn't hurt me. It'll let me know I did something wrong. You see what I'm saying? Like, exactly. It's like for me, right? Niggas goddamn to my key dropping CDs. Hey, my boy, what you think I'm finna rap on 40? Hell no. 50? Hell no, because I've been in it early enough to leave. If I did that, that means I fucked up. I didn't take advantage. Mm. My OG should make me move over. The young boy should not respect me. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's just real. Unless you really like a solid big homie that really know how to guide people with it. Mm. And that ain't stuff that you could grow into. That's something that's in you. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Every hood got them, so we don't need no more of them. You dig what I'm saying? That's just for me, man. Every rapper should know why you rapping, bro. You're not rapping the goddamn stay number one, bro. What the? That's selfish.
But I'm talking more of this legacy of building something. Like, you could go get a hotel, right? And say, I'm getting this hotel so that my kids will be straight and then it'll be generational.
But you gotta leave them footprints behind.
So they'll
you know
gotta
leave
doing.
Direction. You can't just be like, hey boy, shit, I've been doing it for 20 years, but you ain't leave no footprints.
Yeah.
You got, and that goes back to my what I said, financial literacy. Mm-hmm. Learning how to build your company. From an LLC to a C-Corp to a trust running them. It's like, I'm telling you, bro, when you run a label, man, I'm telling y'all, like, I swear, bro, I done been around when people say, oh, this a label, bro. We ain't no goddamn label. There ain't even no payroll sheet. This can't be a label. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, it takes so much to be a label, man. People just need to focus on being a great artist first. If you can't master being a great artist, it's over, man. You got to master your artistry. I'm telling you right now. You have to, bro. It's deep, bro. We're not even taking advantage at all. I'm telling you right now.
Shit. Young niggas who popping and got hits, how you feel about being that you got in the contract, you had to get out of yours? We all have record deals in here. What's your thought and your opinions on a record deal?
That was my story. I ain't going to tell nobody don't sign no record deal. That's just my story. Like, I went through that shit. You know why? Because I chose to be independent. So whatever came on my lap, I don't care. Even if we split, we broke up, or the lawyer did a fucked up thing on this contract, that was my fault because I ain't have a strong enough team. I got overly excited. This is a contract. You know what I'm saying? Not a get out of jail free ticket. Mm-hmm. I just got to get on my shit. That's for me. But for young niggas, man, don't get excited. Just because you got $0 and somebody throw 25, 50, 100, don't jump to it, bro. Don't jump. In my opinion, I wouldn't jump at all. Like, nah. And if any label give you money, you should say it's non-recoupable. Mm. Yeah, and watch options.
So it'll be bonuses.
And for me, you give me money, it's non-recoupable.
If you really want me, make it a bonus.
Oh, definitely.
Make it for my pocket.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And you sign me, it's bigger than just giving me a check. Hey, homeboy, goddamn, hey, how do I get whole life insurance? How do I get dental care? Hey, I need to get my mom and them straight. Hey, how do you fix their credit? See, they don't tell you all that. They give you that first check, you got to figure that shit out.
And most of it go to cars and the jury and shit, and then you burnt out.
Yeah, I could go on and on.
So what's the first step to financial literacy?
First step?
What if you like 15, 16? What can the young ones do out there to get right? The first step.
First step. 15, 16.
Which you would teach your young one or a little one.
Keep it right in school. Teach them taxes, credit. That's the first thing I teach them right there. Taxes and credit.
taxes and credit.
Yeah, makes sense.
I ain't learned none of that till I was 24.
You learned it before me?
And I ain't fully learned credit till I was 28.
Yeah.
And I'm 33. You see what I'm saying? Like, so.
But what if you're a street, because street niggas deal with a lot of cash. So what would you say to somebody in the streets?
I got up to promote lingerie, goddamn.
No, not like publicly. That. I'm just
but
saying.
But for me to you.
She said publicly.
Hey, real nigga got to slap himself. Hey, nah, but serious, though. But for me to you, man, you got to have an end goal. You got to have that number like, hey, look, shit, when I get to the 50 ball, I'm finna go buy me a house. Mm. Hey, so, boom. You get a house, you can buy a house that's probably for like $34,000. You see what I'm saying? You got $16,000 left. Say, for instance, you got a 700 credit score. Go straight to the bank and get a rehab loan. Rehab meaning they can help you fix this house up, and you'll pay them back in due time with interest on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you go get a fix and flip loan, meaning y'all front me the money to fix this, and I bust the check down when we flip it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you make with that money, you do it again. Then on the third time, you do two houses.
Mm-hmm.
Then you do it two more times. On the fifth time, you get three houses. You know what I'm saying? You got to work it. It's just like a truck. That's it.
So why don't nobody rap about that?
Why nobody rap about it?
Yeah, because
shit, I just
think,
learned it.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm not saying you, but why do you think that?
Because they ain't doing it.
They ain't doing it.
Hell no.
Or some of them doing it, though, and holding game.
Hell no, man. It's cap, man.
That's cap.
No, it's cap. It's cap. Because if you was doing that, you won't be rapping. You don't have to rap. You're making rap money. I'm telling you, bro. Rap did not make me fully rich, bro. It's my genius that did. I'm telling you. I ain't never go number one on billboards, my man. Ever. Like, ever.
Mm.
It's the genius, and I'm telling you, man, you can pull $1 million all off credit. Mm-hmm. All it is like, hey, let me get 100. They go, $1 million. They go, like, why? Shit, because look what I'm finna do. Look how much it costs. Look how much time it take to get that money back. They go, like, shit, I fuck with you, Bill. Yo, just give me back 13. Give me your 1.3 back.
Business plans.
They're going to say, like, who won't do that? If somebody come to, man, please, come to me with a full plan. I'm busting the bag, man. I'm busting it.
Yeah, and it makes sense.
I'm busting it.
I'm just trying to understand the narrative of a young nigga. We do young nigga questions. A young nigga hear certain shit.
Find you a wise OG.
Find you a wise OG. That's
point
number
period.
One. I agree with that.
That's it. Find you a wise OG. Point so blank that, period. You find you a woman that want to help you build and not just add to your lifestyle.
Mm.
That's it. Find you a partner. That's it. It could be a woman. It could be a friend. It could be a wise OG. That's it. But just know, boy, your future is what you hang around.
Mm.
So if everybody around you ain't thinking further than what y'all walking around and what y'all doing, then, hey, guess what? You'll be living moment to moment, check to check.
Brothers in the street need to learn how to create businesses, like legally, because it don't take – you can spend under the threshold that the FBI looks into your money to create a business. It don't take $10,000 to start a business. Mm. As long as you spend under that $10,000, they don't really look at your pockets. A lot of niggas in the street need to learn how to start businesses and start small.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of street niggas, they do like car washes and shit like that, and mm-hmm. make them LLCs, and that's like the easiest thing.
But again, we all know these type of people. I'm talking about people, the mud, they ain't trying to, how can we, in this episode here, spark a nerve to say, all right, like me and Bank getting DMs now, we doing big facts. Bro, we appreciate the game. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely people watching.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of people, they don't, like you say, some people wake up to their pistol. That's all they know.
All right, cool. Let's talk like that. All right, cool.
That's what I'm trying. That's the people we try to reach.
I'm living
now. This is all good game, but we want to go to the mud and the gutter and really influence somebody.
You want to really influence somebody?
Yes. Give it to me straight. Big facts. We're gonna make you have to swear you in if you don't give it to us.
All right, cool. All right. I'm gonna start like this. If you in the streets, right? You should never worry about nobody trying to rob you. That come with the game. Right or wrong.
Hmm?
All right, you should never tell on nobody because your life on the line. That come with the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you telling on somebody could put your whole family in risk and harm.
In danger.
You knew that before you signed up.
Mm-hmm.
That part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you willing to live that lifestyle to make money every day? That's different. You say, okay, I can't talk to that kind of person
because
I wasn't that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me, I grew up in that game. But I always wanted to get out that game, but I didn't want to turn on it, snitch on it, tell you the rules, none of that shit. So when I seen niggas doing the extra crazy shit, like I myself know kind of drugs that could kill somebody. Mm. Fuck that. Like I ain't doing it. I'm sorry. I watch all my partners sell crack, coke, dope. I'm like, hell no, I ain't doing that. Fuck that. I watched my family do it. They all dipped. Niggas was rich as hell. Was happy for 3 years, but hey, 10 years went by. He was gone.
Facts.
So I'm like, I'm cool. I'm gonna get this weed. Then I started selling weed. Shit got hot. Guess what I started doing? I started finding out where they start selling the little plastic bags at. I'm like, God damn, where they getting the plastic bags from? I start getting cool with the Indian nigga. We find out, start getting the wholesale. I saw Shell stopping the gas station. Mm. See what I'm saying? I met a nigga who had a tobacco truck. Hey man, we start throwing him weed. He start giving us hella goddamn cigarettes and blunts. Hey, we making more money off that. Hey, I start looking at grasses to cut. This is real shit. I seen grasses to cut. I'm like, damn, $50 a yard. I'm like, shit, I do goddamn 20 of these. I'm in that motherfucker right there.
And Bane was talking about that too. Y'all, so a lot of y'all niggas don't know how to hustle from the ground up.
That's it. They got to just.
That's social media too, though.
Bro, I see
social media is also.
Bro, I have. Can be for sure.
I will clean your sneaker business.
Nah, real shit. Hey, bro,
I clean your shoe for $3.
Yeah, real
cool.
Shit.
I get 100 shoes, but at $300. Mm. You dig what I'm saying? I do that 2 times a week. That's 6, 12, that's 2,400 in a month. Add from there. Simple shit. Like, just simple shit. I take your trash out for a dollar. Simple. I'm not saying go that low. I'm just saying, like, you got to take what you got and, like, sit back and think, like, damn. Like, that's what I did. I just sat back and watched, like, damn, what my nigga doing? Man, these motherfuckers stealing all this shit. And they hot as hell trying to sell it. Cool, I ain't even going to steal. I'm going to find a man to buy it. Mm. You see what I'm saying? I'm not telling you to. That's how far a criminal. That's how. You see what I'm saying?
You're saying
that's
think,
how I thought.
You saying use your brain.
Nah, if you just, think about it, you're going to come up with it.
Man, I just use my brain. I was kind of, I'm like, damn, I know I got smoke. God damn, this ain't my neighborhood. Shit, I actually coming there 3 deep trying to be he, man. Fuck it, we'll go in there 100 niggas strong. Let's see how tough it is. I just want you to use your brain. I'm not telling you to do nothing. I'm saying use the brain. Mm-hmm. Like, I just felt that. Like, I'm just saying as a kid how I was. When the Jay was talking, like, giving you game, I was kind of just sitting there listening to it. Like, damn, like, bro, why are you homeless? Like, nobody ever asked a homeless man that. I asked him that because I
me
didn't want to be homeless.
Just said
how you get here?
Bro, oh, I'm just being real. I asked folks like the male people. I'm like, damn, how you end up doing male? Like, I'm asking. I'm like, oh, hell no, I can't do that. I just ask questions. Like, ask my mom. She's like, yeah, you talk too much. You ask me questions. Man, fuck that. I'm asking all the questions.
Yeah, I want
you got
to
ask. Like, people in the hood, they say, bro, don't ask no questions. Don't talk. Man, hey, man, fuck that. Don't let me come.
Yeah,
I'm asking questions, man. Hey, what y'all got in your pocket, man? Why y'all in my car? Like, you got a pistol? Hey, you know you keeping that shit. Mm. It's shit like that. Like, you got to talk up to me. And we stop our kids. We stop them. We stop people from communicating. Like, man, you got to talk, bro. I swear to God, I ain't get smart just from being quiet. I just was talking. I'm even like, hey, I'm the CEO of this. I'm like, damn, what'd that take? Oh, you don't want to hear about that. Hell yeah, I do. Come on, to go to the bar. Right. Take shots. Next thing you know, I done learned what a whole CEO do.
Yeah.
Of a Southeast region brand.
Nah, real shit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I like that. Cool. I might have met this Northeast region guy and this Midwest guy. I'm like, shit, let me put them three together. Hey, I want to build a company. How can we build an app with it? That's literally what my mind be at. I done spent goddamn $80,000 to build an app, and we sold that bitch for $3 million, $3.7 million. No cap. That would fuck me. I'm like, damn, that would it take? I'm finna chill with everybody. Makes you know I got friends from India. Goddamn.
It's true.
All kinds of
stuff. Walk in the room with it, too. It's true.
Well,
true.
I don't give a fuck. But just because I'm gangsta, Nick say I'm gangsta, I ain't finna walk in the room with 30 killers. That's, nigga, we all do the same job.
We'll
be like piranhas trying to do our job.
Yeah.
Hell nah, spread this shit out. Like, shit, bro, go hang over there. I hang over here. Like, I don't even got to talk to my friends. I swear, I ain't got to see you in 10 years. It's the same energy.
Facts.
I'm telling you, bro. I got an end goal. I ain't even going to lie. Screen. And when I get there, it's a Reynolds route. I'm disappearing.
What's the end goal, though? I want to know a little about it. You said ask questions. I want to know the end goal.
My end goal is when I can pay my bills for 50 years.
Okay. That sound like wealth.
Boom. Mm. But once I pay, and I know exactly how I live today, and I know I'm not changing. Mm. Only way I'm going to change is if I have kids. And I'm going to add to it. Other than that, it's over. If I can pay all my bills, it's a wrap. I don't do spontaneous shit. No, I'm not going to the club balling with you. I don't get no fuck about you. See what I'm saying? Like, I don't got where goddamn protects because this nigga got in and two other niggas got, so we all. No, fuck y'all. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to wear the same ass roller hat from 2010. I might take it off. Who gives a fuck? I got the same jeans I had for 4 years. See, I still wear True Religion because my best friend loved them. I don't give a fuck, bro. You see what
I'm saying? But you comfortable in your skin. Like,
so what I'm saying is, as a young nigga, bro, do what you got to do to not give a fuck.
To not give a fuck.
That's all I'm telling you, bro. Do what you got to do to not give a fuck.
Do what you got to do to not give a fuck. I like that. That's what we was trying to get to. Because a lot of people just give a fuck. But why? They watched us, bro. They watched us have what? Jewelry. They watched us do certain shit. See, you a multi-platinum artist.
I did it because I ain't give no fuck. This is, I'm doing this. Hey, this is what I wanted to do tonight. Give a fuck.
Yeah.
But in the sense of, it's still respectful, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I ain't go like, nigga, what's up? And I'm like, hey, what's, how you feel, bro? Hey, look, beat your ass in here, man. Keep that shit cool. Just don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck. And that's the most positive. It sound crazy, but that's the most positive thing. That's do what you gotta do. Because we Ebonics.
I gotta talk Ebonics.
Yeah.
I ain't talking no English. I'm not talking in sentences. Fuck that. Because people from where I'm from don't understand it. They start thinking, oh, nigga, you think you smart. You rich. You white. Yeah. You this. Okay, I'm gonna kill that stereotype. Hey, throw that shit in the trash. I ain't finna get preppy and got this. No, sir.
Yeah.
You wanna come see me, boy? I'm finna be in some, might be in some Air Force Ones, some Burks. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's normal, man. People just give a fuck to me. All right, Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I seen folk commenting because it was no black people at halftime performing. I'm like, what the fuck? Did somebody just say that? Latinos is an African descendant. Mm. That we in Black History Month. Niggas should know that. We should be clapping. Mm. Bro, it came black to Latinos being on there. That shit fire as fuck. Like, to me, that go back to stop giving a fuck.
About shit that you shouldn't give a fuck about. It's too much.
But when you're watching everybody's life, bro, you go become a hater, bro. Mm. You're not living yours watching another person live. It's impossible to live if you're watching people live.
Yeah.
How the fuck you all day like?
Right.
You ain't nigga doing this. She going down.
Bro, I be hearing all kind of shit, bro. Like, this race shit getting out of hand.
Man, this
like,
shit
I be seeing folks goddamn be saying, oh, this girl got braids trying to be black, or this girl got straight hair. Like, to me, I be thinking like, man, who gives a fuck? Oh, y'all tweeting, man. Get the fuck out that race shit. That shit ain't nothing but a big ass cycle. Ain't no ending to all the issues go like this. Mm. You know what I'm saying? When you smoke with your people, then you'll look at it and laugh at niggas. But bro, y'all better stop giving a fuck, man. You go goddamn blink and be 43. You know what I mean? 63, goddamn. 43 young now, cause y'all young motherfucker living so old. I can't even cap. 30s and new 20s, man. Mm. 40s and new 30s.
Yeah. How you put some of these people down about the dietary stuff you got going on? You got your juices over there. You say you're drinking six a day.
I'm over it.
You over it?
I'm over it.
What are you over?
I'm over it.
What, the food?
I ain't talking about it. I got a full program about to come out with that.
Okay.
I'm going full throttle with the diet. Hey, but I'm finna get paid. I'm telling you, man. I'm finna get paid.
Get this shit away from
me. I ain't giving this shit away. No more. Yeah. No more, bro. It's over.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
and he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
What the hell you been on, though, Flop?
Huh?
I said, what you been on, though?
Man, I'm finna come with this music, man. I finally got an artist that I feel like just take this shit to another level. You know what I'm saying?
Where he from?
He from St. Louis. His name L.A. Foles. I feel like for him to start the label off, I feel like he the perfect artist. Mm. He'll work hard.
So you said start the label off. You starting something new or is it?
No, I'm Brick Squad Monopoly.
It's Brick Squad Monopoly.
Yeah, I'm Brick Squad, Goose with 1017. Let's just get that
okay.
Straight.
All right.
We split. He 1017, I'm Brick Squad. All right, cool.
Okay.
It's my nigga.
So this is BSM.
Yeah, this is BSM.
This the first artist?
Yeah, it's the first artist like I officially signed.
Official artist, okay.
Like I never signed nobody. So everybody that was like
Brick
Squad.
Just helping a lot of people.
Them niggas wasn't even signing me.
Affiliated.
So, yeah, bro. So I never in my life signed nobody. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Do you regret that though? Like
no.
Maybe not signing Derez?
No, no, I'm rich. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Just
no.
Ask
I'm boo.
Yeah.
Guess why? Cause I don't want no nigga doing what like what Mace did to Diddy.
I
know
you.
9 out of 10. If Diddy do, I bet you he probably didn't even know fully what was going on in that contract like he'll know today. Cause I'm young. I know. I'm like, hell no, I did. Now that's what that shit meant. Boy, they raped the fuck out of me. Like, why is a nigga still getting publishing off my album 10 years later? Like, well, that shit should be over. All right, after 2 years, after, all right, I'm cool with it. But 5 years, 10 years, nah. See, I ain't know shit like that. So when an artist talks to me about his contract, I don't want nobody coming around manipulating you. When somebody with me, man, I just need trust. That's it. Come telling you, bro. I'm the kind of person that I was an artist that was struggling mentally because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I didn't know how to go get an ASCAP check or forget my mama ain't trying to teach me. Nigga, when you got the cheat code, you don't use it.
That's real.
You know what I mean? That's just real shit. Like, when you with the industry, you don't use it. Like, I'm not trying to disrespect who I'm with or nothing. Like, my boy didn't know. Like, we just a fitting apart. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I want to know. I want to have my own admin.
Nah, for sure.
I want somebody to check all my books. Like, hey, what I make on YouTube? What I make on 200 DSPs? DSPs mean digital streaming platforms.
Yeah.
It's over 200 of them that we can pay from in the world. So we just be focused on like two, Apple and Spotify. Man, Pandora, Deezer, goddamn Google Play, it goes on and on. You know what I mean? So for me, I wanted to know that. And now I finally know that. I know how to exactly take an artist from A to fucking Z.
So now you feel more comfortable to be a chairman or whatever the position, whatever's going to make it work. You feel more comfortable as a businessman now.
Yeah. I feel more comfortable knowing I could like pass something to somebody. Like for me doing music all my life, I can't do it. I don't got the attitude for it. Like I'm sorry, like, I'm not hating again on nobody, but I cannot be around somebody talking about, like, choppers and ops and shit. Boy, when a nigga really felt this shit for this, and watch you take advantage of it, why niggas actually living through it, trying to get out, doing the same thing you doing, but you taking a shine for it. Man, get your ass on. Bro, I don't give a fuck about no internet. I don't care nothing about it. Like, for me, I come from it in real life. I can't stomach it. And my mom always told me that was going to be my biggest downfall in music for my career, because you take shit too personal. I'm a real nigga, bro. I can't see no fake shit. So I just do real nigga shit, like help the community rise up. But for rap, man, I just want to pass the torch. I want to be like, yo, look, bro. One day I want to be like, hey, I just want 30%, 25% of this. You can have it, bro. Here go the tools to running that motherfucker.
So no more rapping, but you still be performing.
Yeah, that shit fun.
You got to perform.
They're fun.
Because I don't think it's
that
probably.
Shit
that shit just fun as hell.
Yeah.
But that shit going to be a dub too, though.
That can't be.
I'm telling you.
Yo, I got told you this before last interview. Can't nobody perform like you. You like Busta Rhymes down here, bro. No one can perform like you. So you got to perform.
I'm going to do them Busta Rhymes performances, goddamn.
Just pop in.
The high, get the fuck off. I can't go. Like, when I get in the club, I want to be fucked up. Black. I ain't trying to be fresh as hell, but I'm trying to get drunk, man. Niggas work hard as fuck, man. Why go to the club? Reality don't matter.
Yeah. Every time I get around the nigga Fly, I just get stuck and get high. Just the nigga, bro.
Yeah.
This nigga be knowing what the fuck he be talking about everything.
I'm telling you.
Like, I ain't bullshit. That nigga might call you with some tech shit. Like, and shit sound like, what? I be like, what? What? I'm telling you, just come to me show you. Come see that shit. That shit be foolproof. Like,
Scream.
Flop me on this shit, though.
We in Atlanta, right? Do you know it's a private lending group out here in Atlanta? With over $1 trillion in assets.
You mentioned this before, but I did not get the
over
phone number.
A fucking trillion.
He still ain't sent the number,
Black.
I need the number.
What they
the
do?
Email.
What they do?
bro, you come to, but they don't do projects under $30 million.
What they got? Man.
They don't fund nothing under $30
million. What now, they got going on?
Right, this is right. Where they at?
No. This
where
is
they at? I told you I got an 800 credit score. Where they at?
No, I'm telling you. Listen, I'm telling you. This is real shit. Like, these folks don't. It's, I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, if it's that here, it's people that was just doing like funds that they had to fund for like a $5 million fund that they was funding all tech stuff around Atlanta. I'm watching. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
there's this money shit, out here, yeah, for sure.
Man, it's buku money out here besides like fucking rapping movies.
Yeah, or just the regular bank.
And the black community with real estate is popping out here.
It's Hollywood.
Don't get it fucked up. Like, the black folks out here is rocking shit. Like, hey, double salute to our community. Like, they not showing it as much as they showing the rap shit, but bro, black folks is rocking
right
now.
That's what I said earlier. I don't give a fuck with nobody. Well, why they ain't rapping about it? That's what I said earlier.
Because they never, once again.
No, so, there's some, there's, you know, it's some artists grabbing properties.
Can I say,
please.
They just, we are, hip hop is the youngest it ever been in history.
Agreed.
So how could you want your teenage cousin or brother to rap about real estate? That's just real nigga shit.
But you know, there's rapping and there's mentioning. You can shoot niggas the whole song and just mention.
Because that's what they about.
Then went and checked on my property or something. You know what I'm saying?
How? He's 16. Nigga still with his mama. 17, 18, 19, 20.
Sticks up.
Oh, 22. But he in the house with his partners. And they going. Hey, they living life, partying, girl. Because.
That's all they talking about.
Yeah, like. Some motherfuckers don't even have beef. They talking about it and don't know the law of attraction. You're attracting it to you.
Attract that shit to you. Amen.
I got in double the problems I got in rap. In the streets.
Real shit.
With the law. Like, I attracted it so much to the point, like, oh, no, that's you. I'm like, God damn, hell no, nigga, I ain't even have a fight in a year. Like, hell no, but you attract that shit to you. I'm telling you, bro, like, man, it's all kind of shit, bro. We just, man, folk, back to not giving a fuck, man. Don't give a fuck. Live your life.
Period.
Understand what you're doing. Understand how to pay bills. Like, do people actually know how to pay bills? That's what these young kids should be doing. Like, the adults should be teaching their kids how to pay the bills so the mama ain't got to worry about it no more. That could be the assistant. That could be a way the mama pay the kid.
My job.
I'm a Gemini, so we jump everywhere. So you see what I'm saying? But, man, it's wild. Black people is winning, bro. The media is lying, bro. I'm telling you. I done been around, bro. Black folks is winning. They just focusing on the ghetto. That's like saying Africa is poor because every time you're poor, you go there, they looking at people in the village, Pacific village that struggle. That shit is like that's the richest continent. How the fuck is Africa poor?
Okay.
Come on, they just focus on our ghettos. All right, go off subject. All right, if you're not from America, right? All right, and you watch TV, right? And you watch Hollywood movies, and all you see is black folks, never with a family. It's always the wife getting cheated on, the husband going to jail, or he the single dad because his wife died in a car accident. Now, when you come to America, all you think about is black folks being criminals because all you see in their raps is criminals. You see what I'm saying? Like, we never got a perfect picture painted for us. Everybody that painted a perfect picture for us when we was kids, they like burning them niggas right now in court. You see what I'm saying? It takes people like us to just do our part.
You mean like Cosby or something?
Yeah.
Well, my point of what I'm saying is it just take everybody to do their part. Like, just because I miss like being a fire rapper, if I did in my younger days, I'm not finna try right now. No, I gotta act like I did my shit and do what I was supposed to do right now. Maybe I'm gonna catch it now. Yeah. That's the problem to me. Like I'm not talking shit nobody, but anybody past like 35 years old shouldn't be on Instagram talking about what the blog's talking about.
Okay.
I'm sorry, bro. You should not be replying. Like, bro, you shouldn't even be promoting half the shit you promote. You're a grown ass man. Like, I don't give a fuck if I'm married or not married. Bro, I'm not finna put no big ass booties on my page. Thirsty as fuck. But you look thirsty.
He's a big old ass booty.
But you a whole adult though. I just think niggas.
He's guilty.
Hey,
you close, nigga.
Nah, but I'm saying though. I'm saying like, bro, folks be actually big answering their booties. Own questions. Like, I be seeing niggas on some buddy hoes ain't shit. But and this nigga all asses on his page. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? You like this shit? Stop capping. You the nigga that be on the internet like. Cut it out. Like, come on, man. These niggas is perverts, man.
Hey, man, you got a wife. I got a wife. Bank got a wife. We all got wives in here. Real question, bro. Why do you think overall, like, black men hate black women and black women hate black men? Because all you hear is niggas ain't shit. These hoes ain't shit. And back, you hear so much of that. You hear more of that than you hear
feminism.
Feminism.
Well, Y'all nigga tripping.
Feminism.
I'm not. I don't about, think black men don't
no,
like
I'm
black
not talking
women.
About us. No, hell no.
That's
we.
Only on the internet. Let me say this.
That shit's on the internet. It's like a Willie Lynch letter. They make you live in tune.
Man, I see that shit on my timeline.
That's the internet.
All right, Megan Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion fences, right? You see, feel like, oh, how could she goddamn date a white man? Man, she was with how many black niggas being her boyfriend? Niggas ain't treated right. What the fuck y'all mad at?
But that mean all niggas ain't shit.
I'm not saying those niggas that she fought with ain't shit, probably. The people gotta stop blaming it on a race of people and blaming on the people that need to be blamed
blaming
on.
Blaming on the people that need to blame it on. I'm just saying, why is the conversation niggas ain't shit, these hoes ain't shit?
Feminism.
Why is it the conversation? Feminism is playing. I don't. I'm
okay,
trying.
So, I can't. You know what it is, Russ? Hold. Can I say something right quick, Russ? You know what it is. You know what it is.
Said that shit. See,
but he right though. Well, look, hoes ain't shit. Women is what is the shit.
Yeah.
So folks is putting women in a box of hoes. Yeah. Some men meet a woman and treat her like a hoe. And that's why y'all class. You be so nice to her in the beginning. She think that's what a man do. But then you pop out on like, nah, you got too much feeling, bitch. I'm gone. Like, bro, you can't. And then you get mad if she do some petty shit. You can't get mad, bro. Like, women, one thing I always knew as a man, women are the most emotional creatures ever. Don't play with their emotions. Mm. And women, a woman knows when you capping. Like, you could be like, shit, baby, I'm in love. She's like, come on, this nigga lying. Like, women know, bro. The finesse book goes so far.
Yeah.
Unless you got some mind games on, but bro, hell no. Nah. Black love is real right now, bro.
Okay,
that's the TV with all these interracial goddamn movies they keep popping out with. You ain't never see that shit when you was a kid. You ain't never see that much interracial movies when you was a kid.
They need you to think that's just real.
They mix this shit up.
You see at home,
bro.
Like you said, all these got wide. But they on TV, they in order for them to manipulate us, they got to manipulate our mind first. Mm-hmm. So. Y'all talking about books. This is a book y'all need to read called The Tavistock Institute.
Okay.
Y'all going to probably file it on PDF because if you go to try to buy it off Amazon, it's no less than
$900. $900?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a book, boy.
So this book is going to explain to y'all how they manipulate us through everything in the public, through public opinion.
That's what I was just saying.
Everything.
Right now. Niggas has been tricked, bro. We have been tricked.
What you saying about the Willie Lynch letter? This book going to explain it to you.
Hey, Black,
hoodwink.
You see how we talking like this, Green? See how we talking like this? But see, I go back. That's like people saying, oh, boy, you woke. Why they going to go get you? Goddamn, da da da. It's like, shit, you slick snitching. You know what I'm saying? Your job is to wake people up. Not goddamn be like, hey, nigga, y'all fuck nigga goddamn lying to us and got my people. No, that's not waking people that snitching. So you know what happened to snitches in your world, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
Hold up. You say it one more time.
Motherfucker be snitching. So what's the difference between telling, if you tell on somebody in the hood that 100 bricks, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goddamn boy, hey, you call 12 on him, what gonna happen to your family?
Right, something gonna happen to your family. Now, more than likely.
Now, you got these companies out here worth trillions. As they say, whatever. You might be saying, hey, they goddamn killing mass people. What the fuck you think? You think I'm gonna let you keep talking and stop my trillions?
Right.
But shut the fuck up, boy. Yeah, wake your folks up.
Right.
And if they choose to fuck with this, how could you be mad?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's like folks like opioids. Like, whoever's on opioids right now, save them. Right? But it's not for you to say, fuck these companies and fuck that. No, you're a fucking dummy to me. I'm sorry, and I'm going to say this loud. What that's telling me is you're lazy. You need to work on how to reverse that. Yo, how can I find natural medicine that works like opioids? Instead of snitching on them, hey, let's stop dealing with them. You can't stop it. You can't stop evil with evil. That's evil. Verbal evil, physical, that's same evil. For me, I just stopped talking about it. Like, oh, shit. Hey, man, dumb nigga, man. That's like celebrities getting famous and then got them falling off and got them saying, y'all depressed. Man, cut that shit out, man. You got the best life in the world, man. Cut it out. If you want them drugs, that's for you, man. It should be, like, for me, I'm a celebrity, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, sometimes niggas be too soft on people. And people look up to these celebrities. So now kids will think like, yo, when I'm depressed, I got to get on opioids.
Mm.
Hell nah, man. People just lazy. And back to not giving a fuck.
Just don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck. Wake your folks up. That's it.
Yeah.
Them folks dead serious about their business.
Ask me about it.
I'm damn sure they serious about mine.
Man, what? Snitch. I got some for you, man. Hey, what you say? Oh, I got some for you.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
What's the final thing you'll say to, like, just the young niggas and the youth out there, man?
Young niggas and the youth?
Yeah, because you know a lot don't look up to you, so they're watching this, man. Just some good game.
Sometimes shit not that serious.
Sometimes shit that not that serious. To a point where you don't give a fuck. These are quotes.
You know, like, I save myself in a lot of situations when I just step back from the heat of the moment. When I actually, like, let shit rock for a week and let it soak in, then I seen what stuff really was going. That's the kind of things that saved me. Even in the streets. Like, when I had real beef and shit, I'm like, damn, I'm just going to stay in the house for a week. I ain't even going to play ball with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Then I seen how shit ride out. Maybe a lot of stuff ain't that serious. We make it that serious. Mm-hmm. Like somebody bump you. It's just like, well, I'm finna kill that nigga. What the fuck wrong with him? You know, it ain't that serious. Like, damn, bro. Like, it really be that. Sometimes it's just like, stop living to survive and live to live.
Mm-hmm. Ego.
You could. That's the blame game, man. If you go blame anybody, just blame yourself as a whole. Mm-hmm. Don't blame it on your mind. Don't blame it on your family. Don't blame it on your community. Don't blame it on police, the white man, ego, nothing. Blame it on yourself. When you point a finger, 3 point back at you. Never forget that. Just blame it on yourself, man. Your situation, if a situation rocky in the beginning, it can't do nothing but be beautiful in the end. You see what I'm saying? Unless you keep living that rocky shit. I heard Malcolm X say that. Poor people go to poor schools with poor teachers to get a poor education to live a poor lifestyle. Mm. With that whole analogy, bro, I got a man tatted on me. That's what I know. But I knew that's legit. When I knew that, I'm like, all right, cool. So everybody around me don't really know what they really supposed to be doing. So let me figure out what everybody doing wrong. So my whole life was based on what people do wrong. If you in a bowl of what they say is fucked up, just think about everything wrong that's fucked up in that bowl, and don't do the fucked up shit. It got to be some right. It's always yin and yang. It's always yin and yang. Just because a hood is doing mass murderers don't mean you go get murdered. Just stay the fuck away from where you could get murdered. That's it.
Use your brain.
Atlanta crazy as fuck. Bro, I be running this hood by myself with no security. Not because I'm hard, I'm tough. I don't run around the niggas' hoods. I got a daughter, I'm married, I got business. If I got enough time to sit in the hood and drink, bro, I'm not doing my job, bro. Mm. That's all. Fuck me having a gun on me and all that. Like, bro, just, my nigga, just grow, bro. Just grow. Like, them kids out here, bro, you 15 one time, bro. You got to make it to be 16. Make it to be 17. And believe, bro, everything I did when I was 19 don't even matter right now. It's over. Like, it don't even matter right now. And that's something these kids got to know, man. You're not old as hell when you're 25. You just become an adult when you're 30. Mm-hmm. Literally, like. I'm telling y'all, kid, right now, bro, like, you don't grow up till you're, like, 30. That's when you're like, all right, I got this shit. I know what I want to do. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. Live y'all life, man. Stop trying to have babies young. Don't do that. And if you got one, man, appreciate it because God blessed you with it for a reason. Maybe you was living too fast, or you need to know that the world ain't as ugly as it probably was around you. And he gonna let you know that, bro, the most beautiful thing is there in your life is that you could give life. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes people got to find beauty in the most ugliest situation. That's what I did, bro. My life was fucked up. Even though I had a mother that hustled her ass off, I wish I didn't. I wish I had a mama that could cane my basketball games because I really was fine ball. You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot of shit that we all got problems, bro. Just because you born in this area and I'm born, nigga, hurt is hurt, bro. Depression is depression. Mm-hmm. Pain is pain. That's just how it goes.
Worse than Walker Flocka, man. We appreciate you pulling up the big facts, man. We definitely got to have Walker back, man. It's tough to cover everything in an hour.
When Flock come in, bro, I just... Big fact. I don't even got to say shit, learn, bro. Flock go turn.
We appreciate the game, too, in the building. Rafi, salute to you, too, man.
I learned from Bank, too, man. Niggas need to know how real Bank is, man, before I leave.
We ain't even got
to tell them. I'm talking about, nah, they need to know. Fuck this. Fuck this street shit. I'm telling, like... This guy Bank, man, stopped so much shit from happening in the streets. Like, really? This man is like, this the Godfather, literally. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's real shit. That's like,
love, bro.
Scream is a big dog, bro. A big fucking dog. Like, that's me sitting love, here, bro. Just like, damn, bro. Like, what the fuck? That's you see what I'm saying? Like, that shit is crazy. No matter what, none of us in the room could say, I don't care. Like, I could be broke as hell. I could just fit the park as I'm walking. How about that? No. I'll leave it with that.
Got it.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could have said, well, all this beautiful shit and capped out. That's 50% of what people are doing. So just pick your side. Be the nigga that's talking about it, or just be the nigga that's actually doing it. You don't got time to talk about it and flex it because you're actually doing it. People that flex don't got time to keep on doing it. Nah, bro, niggas is living from moment to moment. I'm watching it, bro. Like, for me personally, like, I'm not fucking with no little kid to get fire or to get hot. I'm going to fuck with my kids. I'm going to fuck with goddamn black kids, your kids. We need to get back to family orientation for me.
Mm-hmm. Community.
Community. Hey, man. Yeah. Stop calling it the hood.
It's a community.
I break the word community down, though.
Break it down before we ride.
Huh?
Break it down before we ride. What's the breakdown?
I'm just saying, you got to break it down.
Oh, you mean break it down?
Yeah, break it down.
The community, I feel like, is just worrying about the people who give a fuck about what's going on. We ain't going to be able to tell everybody what to do, how to eat, how to get money and all that shit. We're not going to be able to do it. So like you just said earlier, we're wasting our time. Now, somebody might knock on your door one day. They might have to go do a bid, do this, do that. Bro, I just need help. That don't happen to all of us before. And we're gonna open our arms and help them. That's what we're going to do. But I'm not forcing nobody to do shit.
Nah, you can't force nobody to do shit, man. Whoever fuck with us, man, this our community, the big fat community. That's the community. We're going to try to raise these folks, man, help them out, man. Whatever we can do, we're going to bring, you know what I'm saying? We ain't too tough, big on trying to just get no any nigga up here to talk to y'all. I'm going to get a nigga that I semi-agree with, you know what I'm saying? I know going to say some real shit from their heart.
Some facts.
Appreciate it.
Black sure. Talking facts, man.
Yeah. Nah, I'm talking about real shit. I ain't bringing these suck-ass niggas on my shit. Screen keep on. Nah, man. Nah. I don't even know what to say to these niggas, man.
Don't put it on me.
I don't know what to say.
It's Black History Month, right?
It's Black History Month.
All right. Nah, I ain't gonna.
Come on, don't do that, man.
See, because it goes. Come on. See, this is when going woke goes wrong. You know what I'm saying? Some shit, you just gotta be like, you know what I'm saying? Nah. That's right.
Say less, man.
That's a big old rat, man. Hell no, I'm good, man. All
right. Love, bro.
Hell no, this old rat ass shit. Oh, hell no. Nigga, like, you know that? Man, drop that motherfucking hit ventilation, man.
It's Big Facts, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Yes. Salute.
Sirski.
Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.